Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and did you know the silver Christmas tree this Christmas might be the greener option? With Christmas a week away, some decisions are probably being made right now as to where you will spend the holiday, what gift you need to get for your Aunt Edna, and even what kind of tree to get. Are you struggling over what to buy and what will be the greener option, plastic or natural? Does it sound like it's so obvious you don't even need to ask the question? Well, maybe not. Simran Sethi is an environmental journalist who is currently in residence at the University of Kansas. Sethi is also the host of the Sundance Channel show The Green and a reporter for NBC News. Simran Sethi, welcome to WNYC. Hello.
Thank you.
So I realize you're a Hindu and you don't celebrate Christmas, but you know a thing about the trees.
I do.
Is there a clear answer to the question of getting a green tree for the holidays?
There is, actually. A lot of people would assume that perhaps a fake tree would be the greener choice because, you know, you can use it over and over again. It lasts for decades, and we don't need to use new resources every year. But about 85% of those come from China, and they expend a lot of petroleum and shipping. But the most egregious part of all is that most are made from polyvinyl chloride, which is one of the most toxic consumer products on the market. So the greener choice would actually be to go with a real tree.
What's the risk from PVC or polyvinyl chloride?
PVC is known as the poison plastic, and it is in everything from IV bags in hospitals to kids' toys to siding on houses, and multiple studies show that vinyl chloride has been known to cause liver, brain, and lung cancer. It's also attributed to impacts with lymphoma and leukemia and a host of other problems. And then when you include the additives that are put in PVC, like lead and cadmium and phthalates, the problems just grow from there.
So don't let the kid or the dog chew on the artificial Christmas tree.
Don't let them chew on it. There's no good way to manufacture it. There's no good way to get rid of it. When we incinerate it, it creates dioxins, which are, again, known carcinogens. It's the most egregious choice that we can make is to put more PVC into our world.
If it's that bad, why is it even allowed for real optional products like fake Christmas trees?
Because it's so cheap. That is really, you know, I've done a lot of research around this, and you know, I've asked this question a number of times because we have just become so indoctrinated with really getting our things for the cheapest price possible. This is a very cheap plastic, very lightweight, and we don't think about things once they're thrown away, but this one stays in our world forever.
Are there fake trees that are not PVC?
You know, there are vintage trees made of aluminum that are an interesting option, and I would say if you insist on getting a fake tree, then try to get one made here in the United States, because that way you'll decrease your chance of lead contamination, and you're going to, you know, work on preserving some of our domestic manufacturing jobs and reduce the environmental impacts of shipping.
We have a few minutes for phone calls for Simran Sethi on the environmentally correct Christmas tree. 212-433-WNYC if anybody has a call. 212-433-9692. The real trees. Some people, you know, may think that they're obviously not the green choice, as you said before, but a lot of people may just think, well, gosh, it's a real tree. That would be environmentally correct. What's the problem with Christmas trees?
Well, you know, the thing I would say is environmentally correct is when you choose it wisely. We don't want to chop down, we just don't want to go into a forest and chop down Christmas trees. There are farms, Christmas tree farms, where trees are managed sustainably. So they're replanting trees for every tree that they cut down. And, you know, as we know, carbon is sequestered by trees. So we're bringing more oxygen into our environment. That's a good thing. But you want to make sure that you're also recycling your tree once you're done with it, because trees shouldn't end up in landfills. They can actually become great habitats for wildlife and aquatic life if they're sunk into lakes. And we should also look for how the tree was raised. You know, we don't need a tree that was raised with a lot of pesticides or insecticides that are going to end up, you know, on the workers who work the land and grow the trees, as well as, you know, in our homes and on our families and our pets when we bring them into our homes.
How do we know?
Well, you have to ask. actually, that's the best way to do it. There are organic Christmas trees. There are farms that are using integrated pest management. Oregon, which is one of the largest distributors of Christmas trees, actually has created a new policy in which they've developed the Coalition of Environmentally Conscious Growers. So they're actually certifying that the trees have, you know, have met certain standards for managing pests and preserving wetlands and, you know, considering the impacts on water and biodiversity as well as worker safety. I would also say look for trees that are grown locally. We spend a lot of fossil fuels shipping trees from all over the country. You know, there are a lot of trees grown in Pennsylvania. There are great resources in New York itself, and you can find out more by going to christmastreesnewyork.org or localharvest.org to find trees in, you know, New Windsor, Poughkeepsie, Long Island, and Ithaca.
ChristmasTreesNewYork.org or localtrees.org?
Or localharvest.org. And, you know, supporting small farms is a way to, you know, support independent businesses, and buying locally is, again, a way to keep money in your local economy. So you're spreading the Christmas cheer if you choose wisely.
Michael in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi. I think you might have already answered this question. I was going to ask if there are organic Christmas tree farms.
There are indeed organic Christmas tree farms. The best resource for finding out what's available locally is to go to ChristmasTreesNewYork.org or localharvest.org. Christmas Trees New York is going to be local to New York, and then Local Harvest has a list of tree farms all over the country.
Michael in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how are you?
Right.
I was going to say the artist Steve Keen, who does, you know, mass production of the similar paintings, for a while, I know he was making Christmas trees out of plywood. They paint them, and we still have one. We had about 6 or 7 years.
Oh, that's great. So you've eliminated the tree, and you're looking at a painting of the tree.
Well, yes, but it's cut out like a tree. So
oh, lovely.
It looks like a tree. It doesn't smell like a tree, but it is a tree.
It's 3D.
It is.
So it's got the plywood trunk simulation and anything?
Well, no, it's actually it's just flat, but it's got, you know, a base, so it does stand.
Uh-huh. Okay, thank you. Juanel in Somerset. You're on WNYC. Hi, Juanel.
Yes, I'm calling because I'm a toxicologist, and I'd like to comment on the issue of the safety of polyvinyl chloride in trees and in general. Polyvinyl chloride is not anywhere near the same material as vinyl chloride, and it really is incorrect to say that the health effects that have been known for a long time from vinyl chloride are in any way associated with polyvinyl chloride. Now, there is, of course, a risk to workers who make the tree if it's not controlled in the workplace. But there really is no risk to the consumer using the tree.
Well, actually, the EPA has listed polyvinyl chloride as a known human carcinogen, and there are a lot of concerns on how polyvinyl chloride is manufactured, the softeners that are used in manufacturing it, and disposal after the
But she's talking about risk to users of the tree versus in the environment from
incineration
or to the workers who manufacture it, that there's a difference there between that and risk to the consumer. Any thought?
Well, the interesting thing is the idea that we can separate these things out, but the truth of the matter is that when these materials are manufactured and when they're disposed of, they're released right back into our environment.
Mm.
So as a risk to the consumer, it's really like every time we choose to purchase a product that's made with dangerous chemicals that will remain in our environment, they are a risk to us.
You can't only look
out of our home.
Right, you can't even only look at those couple of days when you're actually touching it. There's the whole kind of natural history of the tree.
It's essential to look at the whole life cycle of it. Absolutely.
Bethany in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Bethany.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
This is a very interesting topic. I was wondering if there are resources for finding trees that can be planted after the holiday season, and would an evergreen live indoors until spring when you can dig up your thawed yard and plant it?
Someone,
I'm
how about
so
that?
Happy you mentioned that. I, you know, as an environmentalist, I hate to advocate in any way cutting down trees, I'll tell you. And there are beautiful dwarf trees that you can bring indoors. In terms of finding out what's, I would say go to a local plant store, find out what will work with your climate and with your soil conditions. So you can keep something indoors and then potentially, if you have the space, plant it outdoors after the season.
And you did something like this, didn't you?
I did, actually. I have celebrated Christmas with dear friends, and I had a spruce pine. Actually, it's a dwarf spruce that I brought into my house and celebrated with, so it was lovely.
Pamela in Riverdale, you're on WNYC. Hi, Pamela.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. In terms of the polyvinyl chloride, I was wondering about
the decorations that also go on the tree, like the ornaments and the lights and that sort of thing, because those also seem to be made out of materials that are not organic in any way.
I'm really glad you mentioned that. Most of our Christmas tree decorations actually, again, are come from China. They're one of the top 30 imports that we bring into the country. And there's the PVC is actually used to insulate most Christmas light wire. One of the most common stabilizers of PVC is lead. So we're bringing PVC into our home, and we also have lead that's working as a stabilizer and a fire retardant, which seems on the one hand to be a beneficial thing, but of course there's no level at which lead exposure is safe. So if you look on your Christmas tree lights, you'll probably see a warning to wash your hands after you touch them.
Huh.
And the reason for that is because the potential of lead contamination exists.
We're just about out of time. Someone else wanted to point out that the artificial trees are less of a fire hazard. Do you care about that?
They are less of a fire hazard, but if they do catch on fire, they're extremely dangerous to our environment.
Once again,
all those dioxins will be released.
Yeah.
I would say make sure if you're using a fresh tree, make sure it's watered and your needles aren't getting too dry.
Simran Sethi, an environmental journalist, currently in residence at the University of Kansas, host of the Sundance Channel's show The Green, a reporter for NBC News. No such thing as a free-range Christmas tree, right?
Not yet.
Thanks a lot for coming on. Merry Christmas.
Thanks so much. Happy holidays.
O Tannenbaum, wie treu sind deine Blätter.